What up? What up? Welcome to Second Chance Romance, where we go looking for love in the wrong place. Our morning drive radio program.
We're here,
Holly, who do we
us.
Have today? We are here to help, Lex. You're right, my friend. Holly, who do we have?
We have Mark on the line.
Let's try to help Mark, Lex.
Sure. Of course.
Hi, Mark.
Well, good morning. I heard this is the spot I can come to for a second date. Is that true?
But,
yes.
Somebody sold you a bill of goods, Mark.
It's possible.
Yeah, it surely is.
Uh-huh. No, we're going to try to help you, my friend. Mark, I know I spoke to Holly, kind of know how this goes, so I'm going to shut my mouth now. Tell us about your date with Jill, please.
So we were set up by her friends. I mean, they were kind of mutual friends, I guess. And I'm not looking for love at all. And so they're like, hey, you spend too much time working, and I have to agree. So I was like, all right, I'll go out and do this. And we went out, and of course, now I'm talking to you.
Yeah, because it sounds like if you're looking for, you weren't looking, and now you are. It was pretty good.
It is pretty good. She's super good looking. And my friends told me to go out with her. She's really fun. I did like the most generic, almost sad date ever. We just did a dinner and a movie at the mall.
Okay. That's not bad.
I don't know if that's bad or not, but I wanted a built-in activity where if stuff went south, like I didn't have to carry the ball the whole time if it got weird.
Yeah, you just shove popcorn in your face.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You just sit in the dark and deal with your decisions.
Right. Think about everything you said over dinner. Oh.
Okay. So how did it end? Like, what was there anything? Because I know Holly warned you. We ask people to Mufasa, to look inside yourself. And was there anything during the date, my friend, that could be a red flag to her? Or did you guys start inner tubing down Friendship River?
Mm.
I did not get friend zoned. I felt like the vibes were good. Jill's wonderful. And I've even tried to go through our friends and have them be like the private eye to figure out maybe what they could find out. They're baffled. They have no idea. And they've all been talking to her.
Hmm.
And no one knows.
Hmm.
So the fact that she's not getting back to me, I mean, I'm assuming it's a no, but I don't know what I did or didn't do.
Well, okay. All right.
Hmm.
Maybe I might have had funk breath in the movie. I don't know.
Did you bring a Dune 2 popcorn bucket to this date, Mark?
No, I did not.
Okay. Just checking.
I just like that you said funk breath.
I knew. Yeah. Yeah. Loving that. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Mysteries abound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, this is what happens at this point in the ride. We're going to put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear everything that happens next. Jill is on hold. She reluctantly agreed. I'm just joking. But she agreed to do a dating segment. We told her she was nominated by a family member and she's doing this, but she doesn't know it's about her. She certainly doesn't know it's about you. So stand by, okay? She's heard nothing.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay. Well, he seems like a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure does.
I mean, if they're in the Friendship River, do you think that there's like a baby Ruth floating in that or something?
Maybe.
Oh.
Wee.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's
go
do
ahead
it.
And put up Jill. Jill?
Bueller.
Bueller.
Hi, Jill.
Jill? Jill?
Jill?
Jill?
Jill?
Jill?
Hi, girl.
Hello?
Oh!
Hello? Hello?
Jill, hey!
Jill?
Yeah.
You there? Can you hear us?
Hey,
I'm sorry. How you doing, Jill?
Okay, how are you?
I'm great. Jill, welcome to Second Chance Romance.
Welcome.
Thank you for doing this. Ooh. We appreciate it. We know this is a busy time of day. So thank you. I'm going to cut to the chase here. We told you were nominated by a family member. We kind of fibbed on that one. This is a segment all about reuniting people, so don't be scared. This is a good thing. This isn't. We got a complimentary email about you, and someone wants to reconnect with you. And it's Mark. Do you remember Mark? The guy you went on a date with?
Yeah.
Okay. Jill, it's our understanding that there wasn't anything after the initial date. So can I ask you, and again, you're on the radio, so say what you want. Was there a reason why there wasn't anything after the first date?
It was an okay date. I don't know. I mean, I was just a little annoyed, I guess.
About?
Well, we were at this mall, and I noticed that there was this mother struggling with her kid, and she needed some help, and I like went to go help them because they were struggling with some bags in the elevator, and I went to go help them, and he just sort of stood there and did nothing.
Mm.
Okay.
And I don't know. To me, that was just rude.
So it was just an instant turnoff is what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just thought that, just sort of like that inaction was kind of rude.
Mm.
Well, okay.
All right.
Well, here's the deal, Jill. Maybe there was a, I don't know. Maybe this is explainable because let me now be more honest with you. Mark is actually on the other line. He's heard this. And like I said, he wants to reconnect. So let's put Mark up. So maybe we can work this out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hi, Mark. You just heard that. Say hi to Jill and then whatever you want to say to Jill.
Hi. I mean, it sounds like I'm a rude Rooterson, but it sounds like you don't want to go out again.
I really don't think it would work out. I don't think so.
But you had that situation under control. I mean, I figured I would just let you handle it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you literally just stood there, not even any kind of urgent gesture or any kind of care at all. And I don't know.
But you totally had it, though. I mean, what am I supposed to fake like I come into the rescue? You already had it totally handled. Mm. And I've stepped up and done that before and had it backfire on me.
Mm.
I don't want you thinking, oh, look at this guy's trying to help out other women on his date.
Mm.
What? I don't know. I'm not sure about that one.
Whose turn is it?
It's I'll do it.
Okay.
So, Jill, because it's really up to you. If you want to try this again, we have gift cards to various restaurants that are partners with us. We can fit the bill if you want to try this again. Do you want to go back out with Mark?
I don't think I can.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Well, Jill, thank you.
Yeah, respect.
And
that.
Then Mark. As we said at the beginning, the least we could do is help you and or get an answer. And I think that's what we did, my friend.
I mean, we can't reset stuff and at least go on a date on like a one floor building.
No, God, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Mark, you're funny.
Yeah.
There's no elevators there. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Well,
guys.
Yeah.
thank you so much, both of you. Have a really good spring.
Yes. Thank you for doing this with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have a good spring. Bye, guys.
And now you know.
No. Yeah.
Whew. Jill? 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 Jill?